Thank you, Mr. Chair. Estonia aligns itself with a statement delivered by the European Union, and we would like to make a few observations in our national capacity. We support endorsing the guiding principles, including the new guiding principle reflected in paragraph 15A, without prejudice to any future discussions of additional principles. We see them as a basis for more detailed discussions on operationalization. Several potential guiding principles identified in informal meetings earlier this year merit further attention. We are supportive of streamlining our discussions and proceeding in the proposed three work streams. This arrangement would reflect well the discussions we held this year and the suggestions several delegations made. We see this as a good way to build on this year's substantive work. We also believe that the group would benefit from adding more structure and bringing in more expertise at the stage where our discussions are becoming more complex. We agree with others who have said that these three streams should feed into the same discussion. We agree with those delegations who say that we must not lose sight of the existing legal framework. Thus, we also see merit in the development of a compilation of existing international law applicable to autonomous weapons systems. Such a compilation would help to shed more light upon any uncertainties about interpretation and application of existing law. Discussions should continue to develop and expand upon at least three questions. First, how international law, in particular international humanitarian law, applies to weapon systems with autonomous functions. Second, what practical measures can states take to verify that weapons they develop and acquire, including those with autonomous functions, are capable of being used in accordance with their obligations under international law? And third, how can states implement mechanisms of command and control and individual accountability that ensure that weapon systems with autonomous functions are used consistently with the law? Like many other delegations, we find the term normative framework flexible enough to accommodate several possible outcomes, and we support using this phrase for the time being. The three work streams planned for the future should help us clarify what concrete outcome might be the best. We remain unpersuaded about the need for a new legally binding instrument, given that IHL is a robust legal framework which is capable of governing new weapons technologies. And finally, we are supportive of the two-year timeline, and we believe that we have identified a number of themes that discussions should focus on. And we agree with many previous speakers that we need sufficient time for our streamlined discussions. Thus, we support your proposal, Mr. Chair, to meet for 30 days during the next 2 years. The proposed work plan is ambitious and can provide a concrete input for the review conference. Thank you, Mr. Chair.